Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have access. Let's see here. Nope, I don't have access to any files. I must have a glitch somewhere. I think it started last night when I was trying to upload something. Okay, I've got to say sayonara. And until we meet again, sorry about that, but that's why I did a 15-minute show tonight. I'm going to try something, and I don't know if it'll work, but let's see if I can do it. Just bear with me 1 second, and we'll see if I can play mic to mic. Communist college campus, and she has behind her as a backdrop photos, highly pixeled photos of abortion results. You know, the kids they throw in the bucket. Hang in there, I'll be right with you. Oh, that was the President of the United States. He wants to borrow 10 till Tuesday. What, you don't think that can't happen? You wait and see. You wait and see. So back to this brave young lady. And she's got a panel, a big wallboard panel, and she's got about 40 photos of tortured children. Well, they're not children, according to the Party of Death. They're fetuses. Yeah. But anyway... And you know what I say about Democrat murderers who call child murder settled law, like Chuck Schumer. I'd like to be Chuck Schumer's dentist, and we'd have the no Novocaine plan. And then we'll see what a little bit of tissue, how much pain a little bit of tissue can cause. Yeah. And never forget, they voted no anesthesia for full-term kids being bayoneted. Did you know that? Nah. You never see what they slip in. I hear tonight they're slipping in the death penalty for CIA employees if they don't lick the ankles of Al-Qaeda. The Democrats, while you're looking one, I tell you all the time, they don't look at what they're pointing at. Look at what they're taking your eyes off of. They are the sneakiest bunch of rats in America today. You couldn't get worse if the House and the Senate was being run from Russia. You couldn't get worse being run by the Russian mafia. You couldn't get worse. So back to this brave young lady. And she is explaining the painful procedure of abortion and why it's really child murder. And you know, we kill between 1,200,000 and 1,400,000 a year. That's what we kill on the books. We don't know how many we kill off the books. Okay? But and about 300,000 a year are black babies. You think about that. And you know what disturbs me? When I see white couples adopting black babies. You know why it bothers me? Because where are the black people to adopt the black babies? You know, what does that say? What are you trying to say there when you say that? When you show that? What, that white people are more loving than black people? It's unreal. It's unreal. But let me go back to this brave young girl. She's on a communist college campus, and she's one girl expressing her opinion. And somebody shouts, "Why don't you shut up?" And then one of the nice communists said, "Well, what about, would you outlaw abortion for women who've been raped?" And right away, my quick mind shouts out, "Well, what's your definition of rape? Because under the Party of Death's rules and regulations, rape has been watered down. You see, if you send your daughter to a college for $40,000 a year, and a fellow student who shouldn't be in her dorm in the first place drags her behind the living room couch and rapes her, this is now classified as date rape. Your daughter no longer has rights. She is just a school statistic." Yeah. So is that the abortion that you're talking about? A date rape abortion? How about we abort the rapist? How about a junior gets his Willy Wonka'd? Yeah. It's ridiculous. And this poor girl is standing up there for God's creation, and she's being lambasted and mocked, just like Jesus was mocked 2,000 years ago. By the way, we all got ashes this week. I told you about it, right? It was beautiful. The church was packed. It was a blizzard, and nobody would come out. I think there was probably a big game on, and the church was packed. Not people looking for free palm, not Easter bonnet babies. Not, okay, I'll come in Christmas time just to look good for the kids. And I'm guilty of it. If you want to throw the stones, I could be a catcher. I used to lay on the couch on Sundays while my wife took my children to a church. And my excuse was I work 7 days a week. But you know what? That's not going to fly when I meet my maker. He's not going to buy that story. And my wife and kids just looked at me, and they all scratched their heads. So now I'm atoning for my sins. I gave them shock therapy about 5 years ago. I started to pay my dues. And at first they called me a hypocrite. And now they're still scratching their head. But, yeah, I owe the man at least an hour. You know, he gave me my life. I can't give him an hour. You know, I know sometimes I fall asleep when I'm there. I know that. I know that the priest on the pulpit gives me dirty looks. I remember walking into church one Sunday with my wife, and the Monsignor reached out and greeted my wife, and he said, "I know her, but I don't know you." And my wife never rubbed it in. If I said I don't want to go, no argument, no fit. She just offered it up. And now I have to wait for her to get into heaven because I can't go in alone. I was teasing somebody. Somebody was teasing me the other day, and I teased them back, and they asked us where we were going to be buried. And it just so happens that we got a plot as a gift from my mother-in-law, who was given it as a gift from a woman who had no family and had a plot. And it's in the old part of a cemetery. So I think we're going to be buried with Edgar Allan Poe. And people will be scratching their heads saying, what part of our family are these people? But I guess that goes back to being an Irish claim jumper. And I often joke, I said we're going to be the first couple buried together in a double-wide coffin. If I go first, they'll just have to dig me up. I don't want to scare you. Sad about that killer whale down in Florida. You know, there's a tip off when you're dealing with, they call the whale an animal. When you've got something that weighs 1,200 pounds, there's a tip off. That you should be very careful around something that weighs that much and has control of the sea and can hold his breath longer than you can. There's a tip-off. And you know what the tip-off is? It's the name of the creature. Killer whale tells you something. That whale didn't get that handled by being free willy. He got a gentle bent. Killer whale means that this whale is programmed to kill. So, forewarned is forewarned. But let me go back to this girl that gave her time to try and save the lives of other children. And also the mental life of whoever's going to have an abortion. Because there is such a thing as... They don't tell you this until after they kill the kid. There is such a thing called weeping syndrome, where from time to time you hysterically break down and cry, and you don't know why it's happening. But the abortion doctor knows, because he's got a lot of patients that he tells, you know, you may get weeping syndrome. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we'll play a little tune for that girl who stood alone and stood up for baby Jesus and all the other babies in the world.
Oh, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah. Judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, girl. Thank you.
judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Last night we were up to 3 a.m. in the morning watching a movie. You know what the movie was? The Bader Meinhof Gang. Did you see that movie? And you got to see it. My wife couldn't believe how universal anti-Americanism is. You had to see this movie to see the relationship between communism and a jihad. And I think that if we take a good look at the jihad movement, we will see that it is infiltrated by communists. And never forget that the Russians, one of the biggest, besides oil, one of the biggest money makers for the Russian government is the sale of AK-47s. And every Muslim and his mother is walking around with one. Okay? That's like a right to death card. Unbelievable. This Bader Meinhof gang, name Meinhof comes from a woman reporter, one of those liberal reporters that turned communist. And not only does she abandon her four children to join this communist terrorist group, okay, who kidnaps and kills politicians. They are the PLO of Germany, okay? They're the Bill Maher's of Deutschland. And she abandons her four children to pursue her communist ideals. And then, with her husband. And then the husband feels guilty about leaving the kids alone, and he wants to leave Jordan, where they're training, to go back to Germany, and he's considered a traitor, and she okays his execution. Now, isn't she a sweetheart? Huh? You could find her on any campus in America. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. The end result is they kill a lot of people, and in the end, they're all wiped out. And you can see the German government getting fed up with mollycoddling these terrorists. And eventually they go from you're entitled to rights to you have no more rights. And they drive them to suicide. But it's not the German government's fault. They did it to themselves. And it's really sad. It's really sad, and it goes from the 60s all the way to present day. And they're still around. Now they're in the House and the Senate. You got to get rid of all the politicians. If you want your country back, you're going to have to fire everybody. Do not feel guilty when you pull that trigger in the voting booth. When you fire the ballot bullet, do not feel guilty. We got to coup de grace everybody. And don't be fooled by the Republicans. Republicans are not conservatives. Conservatives could be Republicans, but Republicans are not conservatives. There are as many left-wing Republicans. There are more left-wing Republicans than there are right-wing Republicans. So don't be fooled by the handle Republicans are conservatives. They're not. Match McConnell is not a conservative. He's a flag burner. Fred Thompson, who was lauded as a conservative, is a flag burner. Arlen Specter, who was endorsed by Bush over the conservative Pat Toomey in the last election in Pennsylvania, is now a Democrat. Okay? And as a matter of fact, Calvin Klein is creating a new underwear set for him in his honor. It's called Change Every Day. Yeah. Fruit of the Loom. And the big news tonight is they want to put women on submarines. Isn't that great? Al-Qaeda has graduated 900,000 cutthroats. And the big United States Navy, with all their brass, all their shiny brasses, is debating on breaking a tradition and putting women on submarines. Isn't that great? I think, aren't we so progressive? Name another Navy that has women. Go ahead, name one. Huh? Does Shabab Oman, when that sailed into New York, did it have any women on board? Does the British Navy have women? They might have. They might have. The First Lord of the Admiralty. he wears a garter belt. Unbelievable. You think the French have women? The Italian Navy, you think they have women? The Spanish Navy, you think they have women? They could have. I've seen, but I'll tell you something. It's the German Navy, you think they got women? Savage says the American aircraft carriers are floating brothels. How's that? Is he telling the truth? Or is he just quoting hearsay? Are we getting watered down as a Spartan nation? Yeah, I think we are. I think the national bird is going to be the wimp. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. Less than 1% of this nation defends it. If they walk off the job, we're all mincemeat. You think, who's going to take you in after we lose? When you get run out of your own country by foreigners, who's going to take you in? You're going to be coming over the mountaintop in Bolivia, carrying coffee? Yeah, we're in trouble. You better get ready. You better get ready. I spoke to a guy. He's an Italian gentleman. He's probably in his late 50s, early 60s. And he works as a custodian in a junior college. And he says, you wouldn't believe all the communists that are in there. Well, he's a right-winger. You want to know how right-wing he is? He's getting ready to buy a plane, a crop duster with folded wings. And he's going to put it in a 40-foot trailer. And he has enough room on his property in his neighborhood to fit the trailer. And right across the street from him is a field that he can taxi over to and take off from. And he's bought property in Pennsylvania because he believes the next attack is going to wipe out the electrical grids, if not the whole country on the East Coast. And he says that the supermarkets only have 1 week's supply of food. Every day, the average supermarket gets a trailer load of food delivered. So within 5 days, he figures that the area could be out of food, and then looting and stealing will begin. And they won't be coming for money. They'll be coming for food, quoting him. And he is buying a piece of property in Pennsylvania, and he's just got room in the plane for him and his son, and as soon as the fit hits the sham, he's out of here. And of course, if you got a boat, you can get down to the harbor, you'll be out of here too. But the rest of us are going to have to stand in line. You better have enough food in the house to last more than a week. You better go down to, the Price Club and get your rations. They have a year's supply of food that you can buy in a kit. You better do something, because you're not going to like it when the fit hits the shed. And of course, the Democrats, who will lie about it, they'll blame the Republicans, and then they'll hold committee hearings. in the dark by candlelight. You'll think they're taking you to dinner. I'll give you a tune, and then I'm going to, I got to see if my broadcast is going to work.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow, or candlelight on the mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning.
Boys and girls, welcome to the spirit of America. Oh.